listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
The Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition and Football Friday Edition of this podcast. Eddie Greer, your host of this K-State podcast, which is all about covering all things Kansas State sports here in hot Manhattan, Kansas. Man, this weather has been topsy-turvy over the last several weeks, but we got another heart scorcher here on this podcast today, recording on Friday, which means, of course, Football Friday, June 24th, 2022. You guys new to the podcast, welcome on board to the show. And for those of you who've been following us for quite a while, appreciate your support. And we will go from there. Yes, so Football Friday, yes, yesterday, we started a day earlier with the announcement of the commit, Dylan Edwards, the outstanding high school running back, made his choice yesterday, which later on we found out that it was held in quite a quiet place after he quietly committed his decision to Colin Klein, the offensive coordinator of the K-State Wildcats there. And as Kellis mentioned somewhere in his tweets yesterday, that this is one of the biggest gets in recent memory. Well, we could get one more. Is one more in the making? I have no idea. It's July 5th. As it was explained in yesterday's daily, Avery Johnson is his teammate, high school teammate anyways, will be making his decision in a couple of weeks right after the 4th of July. So again, will we have back-to-back fireworks, folks? I have no idea. I mean, we're in the running. Finalists of three teams, Oregon and Washington, or the others, are in play. The final three schools that Avery will make this decision on in about 2 weeks. And I mentioned the Dylan Edwards victory yesterday. Iowa State, Nebraska, well, add OU to the mix. I did not, after watching that several times, I didn't notice there was an OU hat there sitting on the table as well. That's so you know. That was a big get right there for Kansas State football yesterday there. And there's still a couple big pods out there, including Avery Johnson. So, again, I mean, this is shaping up to be definitely, if everything still aligns the way it's going right now, the bellishing the right direction for sure for Chris Klieman, Taylor Bratt, and the K-State football coaching staff there. They have done a tremendous job this summer, spring/summer, trying to get this next class together, the 2023 recruiting class here going, and the way it's looking right now, it could even really sweeten the pot if the big ponds get the fall to where they fall. But we're still celebrating the Dylan Edwards commitment yesterday, and there's going to be a lot more to talk about when me, Alex, and our potential special guest, again, he should be letting me know this afternoon where he's going to make the show or not. But me and Alex, for sure, we'll talk, dive on this more. And, of course, basketball just got another get as well earlier this morning, as I was led to be. So we'll dive on into that. Definitely a lot. The action's heating up, but the action's definitely heating up on the gridiron when talking about K-State football. Just a lot of momentum. And the other recruit I was talking about, Colin Dunn, last week made his commitment as well. So there are a lot of falling pieces right now for K-State right now. They're beating the Nebraskas. Nebraska's been trending the wrong direction anyway. Iowa State, a team that, you know, I don't think we've beaten this team in the last several years. I've been thinking about this a lot. I know we're each day passing, we're getting closer to the football season in a lot of anticipation. Especially, I know there's a lot to look forward to in the future. But damn, there's a lot to look forward to this year. And that's how I like to call it, unfinished business for K-State. If they're going to be right there in the mix this year, competing for an opportunity to be in that Big 12 championship game. Obviously, you can't control the X factors and whatnot, but everything that's around this team right now is going in the right direction. Speaking of which here, three K-Staters, folks, on the football team. a couple days ago, were named onto Phil Steele's preseason All-American teams. And if you've been following the show for quite a while now, you already know what really two of those guys are. Deuce Vaughn. Let's see here. I got it tabbed up. Yeah, first, Deuce Vaughn on the first team. Obviously there. Then I'm going to skip down here to Felix and Duke Uzama, who's on the third team All-American, right? And Felix is joined in the preseason by a guy I think that really, I mean, we've been talking, giving him, this guy, criticism since the podcast started. But over his years as well, we've given him praise as well. The potential's there. We just got to give him a damn ball. And now I'm talking about Malik Knowles, also third team preseason infield steals, All-American teams as well. So there you have it, folks, right there. Well-known, obviously, Deuce Vaughn, the 22 on the offensive side. Then you have Felix Anduke's Uzama. Uzama's been up ranked high, and I mean high, in preseason rankings when you look at it, when you go to the defensive category in the conference. I talked about this a little bit about Felix a few weeks ago on the Pro Project Podcast, Daily Podcast, as well. And Malik Knowles, I think Colin Klein, there's a chance that Colin Klein is going to continue to try to unlock Malik Knowles. I'm stealing a little phrase there from the Atlanta Falcons there as, you know, as they have Cordero Patterson, who's Mr. Everything. They're trying to keep him healthy, 100% healthy, and all that. And Colin Klein will have the task to trying to continue to unlock the potential of Malik Knowles. There's a great opportunity out there to do so as well. Obviously, we know what the 22 can do on the football field. But obviously, me and Hawks have been clamoring for Knowles to go off in a season. Is this the year to do it? He's got one more year to do it. So, in an offense where Colin Klein is wanting his goal. What we saw, a little taste of it, a lot of taste really, a little of an appetizer in the Texas Bowl. Get the ball, spread the ball around to your playmakers, which I've been clamoring for really since the Purple Project Podcast, the birth of this podcast started, right? So I'm excited about it. And just all around, I'm telling you what, we're gonna even throw a bigger party. If a recruit, I'm not going to say his name. You've been listening to our weekly editions lately. Yeah, you know who we're talking about. And I just mentioned his name top of this podcast today. But we're going to take our celebrations and share some for sure. Dylan Edwards, huge get for K-State yesterday there over Oklahoma and Nebraska. And and I find this pretty interesting as well. Well, this should be already, I'm not going to touch that either. And for those of you who've been paying attention, to the news, yeah, what a disturbing day, that is. That makes me even furious, but that's all I'm going to say about that, because this is not a political podcast as at all. So I'm not going to touch it. I probably won't even stay off Twitter for the rest of the day after I get done with this. But yeah, so. Or I am going to stay off Twitter until the Dodgers Braves game comes on the weekend series, the return of Freddie Freeman this weekend. Sorry to get off the squirrel moments here. Absolutely. I think it was either Dylan Edwards or somebody else said that, hey, we're coming to K-State to win ball games. And yeah, Nebraska, they're not doing, I mean, Nebraska obviously, and they had Adrian Martinez last year, obviously. They didn't win no ball games. So, and obviously when you have two transfers coming to K-State from Nebraska and tell the culture suck, well, you heard it from the big dog's mouth right there, especially a talented guy as Adrian Martinez is, as he continues his preparation for the 2022, man. Campaign. Man, I'm so excited about 23 class already. But yeah, Football Friday, another jam-packed episode of Football Friday here on the Pro Project Podcast Daily. Deuce Vaughn, first team All-American preseason, and then Malik Knowles and Felix Udoka Uzomah, third team All-American preseason selection as well. So obviously a lot to look forward to there, and we're going to find out for sure what we got in store, this team got in store for us, this football team got in store for us here later on this fall in the beginning of September. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it River, you get your podcast. Folks, me and Alex and a potential special guest will be recording episode 105 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly later on this evening, and that will come out for the third straight Saturday, consecutive Saturday in a row tomorrow evening. So definitely you're looking for more K-State content, Pearl Project Podcast to do it. Go Cats, Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Enjoy you guys' weekend. We'll be back Monday with another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, daily edition. This has been the Purple Project Podcast.